Are you a forgiving person? Do you find yourself, well, feeling pretty good about the fact that you are tolerant and you overlook offenses and slights and dings to your self-image? And if you say, well, yeah, I do. Matter of fact, I'm getting offended all the time. And I've really learned to forgive. I've really learned to overlook. You know, somebody that gets offended as much as I've been getting offended, I've really had a lot of time to practice the virtue of forgiveness. All right, hold on here a second. I don't mean to muddy up the waters. And I don't mean to necessarily rock your forgiving self-image. But I think there's a relationship between believing you are forgiving a lot. I forgive a lot. Geez, I forgive so much from my spouse. I forgive so much from my grown kids. I forgive so much from this person and that person. I forgive, I forgive, I forgive. If so, the possibility exists. This is not easy to hear for most people. The possibility exists that you're not as forgiving as you think you are. You're too easily offended. You see, much of what we think somebody does wrong to us, whether it's verbally, behaviorally, is our own hypersensitivity, our own too easiness to take offense, our own thin-skinnedness. Really, forgiveness is not required here because nothing wrong was done. Oh, we thought something wrong was done. We reacted as though something wrong was done. We misperceived somebody's motive as offensive. But in fact, God knows there was nothing to forgive. The sense of being offended, the sense of being hurt, the sense of being put down, the sense of being a target. You got to be careful because that some of that can emanate inside ourselves. If I'm an easily offended guy, if I'm hyper-vigilant to anything anybody might say or do that, well, I just think they're out of line toward me. Of course, being virtuous now, I'm going to forgive. That's what I'll do. I'll forgive. I will be a virtuous level above them because I forgive. Now, wait a minute. What if when we get to heaven, God says, look, Ray, part of your purgatory here is you got to see yourself as I see you. Got to see yourself as you truly are. And I'm going to detail all these situations for you, but let me summarize it. Approximately 37.26% of the time that you thought you were offended, that you thought somebody did something wrong to you, and that you exercise charitable forgiveness because you're such a sweet guy, Ray, that was your intolerance. That was your hypervigilance. That was your socially too fine-tuned radar. You see, forgiveness wasn't required there because nobody did anything wrong to you. In your mind, they did. But that's very different. That's very different than actually you need to be forgiving. Now, I suspect that some of us, perhaps most of us, will hear something like that or some variant thereof because as a shrink, I have seen, and I have to do this in therapy, that much of the upset, much of the anger, much of the hurt, much of the sense of being attacked from a person, is really not. Nothing like that happened. It occurred in the mind of the one taking offense. And if that one taking offense says, well, I need to be forgiving. I need to be forgiving. That's all right. I will forgive. I will forgive. You know, my husband is one. He's a guy that's just so difficult to live with, or my wife is incredibly high maintenance, and I forgive and forgive and forgive. Well, that may be true, sort of, but we would owe it to ourselves to look real close inside and say, are all the things I'm forgiving really things that require forgiveness? Or is it only a sign of my hypersensitivity, my own difficulty? You sort that out, you won't have to forgive as much, because you won't feel quite as much wrong being done, do you? And you lose a little bit of pride, you know? You'll realize all the stuff I've been forgiving because I'm such a great guy isn't really forgiveness of a wrong. It's a reflection on me. I gotta make my skin a little thicker here. 877-573-7825. 877-5. Pep Talk, the number to call to get onto the program. This is Dr. Ray, and hey, just want you to know, this is a blanket forgiveness. I forgive all of you, that's right, for not calling in here and starting out your question with, oh, Dr. Ray, I just really think you're spectacular. Your IQ has to be 240. I forgive you for not saying that. I realize it's a struggle in your own personhood, because your IQ is not 220, and I'm aware of this, and I'm just being charitable and kind, being such a forgiving sort of fella.